parsha, we'll say good morning. We have a shorter time today because we have a longer daf. So a little nugget. So page 45. So remember again, the mechaber was speaking about the beautiful idea that the das, a person who has das, is like a walking Beis HaMikdash. Since the entire essence of the Beis HaMikdash is Tara, the whole Seder of Taros is the whole idea, the whole essence of Kahuna, is Lahavdil Bein HaTameh Ubein HaTar. So he writes in the bolded lines towards the end of the page, Ha'im la'das lahavdil bein ha'tov la'ara zelo madregas hazihirus. So we'll say, is not the ability to distinguish between tov and ra a fundamental step in zihirus? Remember again, all of this is a discussion about the Ramchal's Midah of Zihirus. That's what we're in the middle of over here. All of this is about Zihirus. All of this is about alacrity, living life again with a sense of awareness and understanding. Be'emes mitzad echad, zedavar hachi alyon. On one hand, this need for Zihirus, and what we're identifying that need for Zihirus as the need for Das. The need for Das is something that is one of the highest, most important things. So on one hand, you know, it's a very lofty level. On the other hand, one can't really live effectively without it. This we discussed yesterday, that sometimes the problem we run into in life is, although we're doing many good things, without das, without the ability to properly discern, the good deeds that I engage in do not really advance my life in a concrete way. As we will see later on, I mean, we've already seen this in the Siddur Sharm himself, that this step that we're talking about over here, Zihirus, is the first in a number of steps that ultimately culminate in what he calls Yiras, what the Ramchal calls Yiras Achit, fear of sin, which also leads to Rech HaKodesh, V'hadas zelef ne'akiyum. Do es elokei avicha va'avdeyu. Hadas ze lifnei ha'avoda. Kodem kol ze hadas. So writes the Mechaber again, that before I could begin to concretely do anything in life, before there's any kind of avoda, the first step in life has to be das. Without das, there's no avoda. Before anything else that I do in life, there has to be lahavdil bein ha'tameh la'hatahar. Page 46. A bracha rishon b'tfilah Shmona Esrei. The first bracha that we recite in Shmona Esrei is Choneinu me'itcha deya bina v'haskel. Remember, the first bracha we say in the first bakasha we make in Shmona Esrei is das. Is we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for intellect. Choneinu me'itcha, literally bequeath upon us, give us a matnas chinam, give us a gift of deya bina v'haskel. And it's only after we have das, top of page 46, v'achar kach hashivenu avinu l'sar secha. Right, the Rebbe says it's an interesting thing. The first bakasha, the first request we make in Shmona Esrei is not slicha, is not forgiveness, is not parnasa, is not Moshiach, is not refuah shleima. It's not all the things we daven for. The first thing we ask for in Shmona Esrei every single day is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me knowledge. Give me das. But das, of course, remember again, now we have a fundamentally different understanding of this. Das is not, you know, give me the acumen, the business acumen to seal the deal, or give me the correct knowledge to be able to pass the test. That's true, also we ask that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is much more fundamental. What you're asking on a fundamental level is Ribono Shel Olam, the first thing I need in life is lahavdil bein ha'tameh la'atar. The first thing I need in life is to be able to make havdalah. The first thing I need to be able to do and to be successful in life is I need to be able to distinguish between that which is tov and that which is ra. Only after that, and by the way, the progression now also makes sense, only after that, hashivenu avinu l'sar secha. See what I'm saying? Only after I have deya, only after I can make havdalah, can I have the ability to do tshuva when I've done things wrong. Without proper deya, I can't do tshuva. Why? Because tshuva presupposes that I did that I know that I did something wrong, and I know that I have to begin the process to be able to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I don't know that I've done something wrong, and I don't know how to return without first having das. La'asos avchona zeh nira lechora kedaver pashat. So the truth is, to make this step or to make this leap, really to create this framework seems like a davar pashat. Meaning, when we say it, it seems quite obvious. Aval hanavi Yeshaya Omer gala ami mibli das. But yet the Navi Yeshaya says, my nation will be exiled mibli das, because they lack das. Lama yatzu l'galus, according to Yeshaya HaNavi, why were Klal Yisrael exiled? Kilo asku b'das, because they did not spend enough time focusing on das, focusing on the knowledge, the ability to make havdalah. Ki sif se kohen yishmeru das. Literally, the lips of a kohen will safeguard das. Hatafkid shel hakohen zelahavi es hadas. Remember, again, we spoke about this yesterday. The primary role of the kohen is the havdol bein hatamei la'atar. The primary role of the kohen is to be able to highlight the importance of das. Uberega she'en isuk b'das. But a moment that a person stops engaging in the process of das, in the process of understanding how to distinguish between right and wrong, between good and evil, between tame and tahor, yesh yitziyah l'galus. The moment that das no longer becomes a priority, that's the moment ultimately that galus occurs. Rav Osai, now I have to understand, not as a punishment. He's not saying, oh, you didn't engage in das, therefore I'm going to punish you with galus. It's a natural progression. If there's no preoccupation with das, meaning if we're not constantly striving to fine-tune our understanding between our ability to distinguish between tame and tohar, tov and ra, then by definition it's only a matter of time until we mess up, until we make mistakes. And because we don't have das, sometimes we don't even understand the mistakes that we're making. And because we don't have das, we don't understand the ability to be able to make up, to be able to go in and correct those mistakes. So therefore the Navi Yeshaya is saying is, the beginning of the process of galus is a lack of das. Hatafkir akon zelhaviyah das. Ubergeshein isuk v'das. Yishtzir v'galus ki ato es hadas ma'asto ve'em asicha mikoin li. As the Pasuk says in Hosea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have made, in your eyes, das has become disgusting, and therefore I am disgusted from having you as my kohen. Beli das, Hakom isparik. Without das, everything falls apart. Hakom maschil mehadas zasharashim. Everything begins with das. This is the root. Mikana hemshech and ruach hakodesh. Once you have das, then you can start on the journey that ultimately ends with ruach hakodesh. But without das as a first step, ultimately, again, there's nowhere to go in one's avodah session. Mostly, we're going to stop over here for today. And we're going to get a little bit of a head start on the daf.
Isn't it Torah?